Hello, everybody. I hope you are taking good care of yourselves and that you are staying home safe. Today, I'm going to read you a story called Jesus, the Great Teacher. Jesus was a great teacher, the best ever. Crowds listened to him. Jesus taught them to be merciful, good, and kind. Others may hate and hurt them, but God would care for them. Jesus taught many things. He said, God's people light up the world the way a candle lights a house. What a difference a candle makes in a dark room! The people Jesus spoke to believed in revenge. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus taught kindness, forgiveness, and love, even towards enemies. In Jesus' day, some people pretended to be very holy. When they gave money to beggars, they had a man blow a trumpet so everybody would look. Do your giving in secret, and God will reward you, Jesus said. Jesus taught the same about prayer. Some people pray on busy street corners so everyone could see and hear them. They didn't care about God. They care about what others thought of them. Jesus called them hypocrites, false actors. Jesus often used nature to explain his teaching. For example, he pointed to the birds. Your heavenly Father feeds them, he said. Don't worry, God will also feed you. Even rich King Solomon was not as well dressed as the lilies, Jesus continued. If God clothed the grass of the field, will he not also clothe you? Jesus was teaching people to trust God who provides for all our needs. If you judge your brother, it's like trying to take a speck of sawdust from his eye when you have a great big log of wood in your own eye, Jesus said. Perhaps people chuckled, but they had to think of his meaning. Jesus said, people should ask God for help. Do earthly fathers give a lump of stone when hungry children ask for bread? No, they give good things. God also gives good things to those who ask. Jesus, the great teacher, warned about false teachers. They dress like sheep, Jesus said, but inside they are wolves. He said false teachers would be known by the lives they lived. In a story he told, Jesus showed that people who obey God's word are like a man who built his house on a rock. A terrible storm arose. When it ended, the house stood firm. But a foolish man built his house on sand. When the storm lashed against it fell apart because of its weak foundation. Jesus said that people who do not obey God's word are like that man. The crowds were amazed at Jesus' words. They had never heard such thing before. Now they knew it was not enough to hear God's word. They must also obey it each day. Jesus, the Great Teacher, a story from God's word, the Bible, and it is found in Matthew 5-7 and Luke 6. The entrance of your words gives light. Psalm 119, verse 130. The end. This Bible story tells us about a wonderful God who made us and who wants to know us. God knows we have done bad things, which He calls sin. The punishment for sin is death, but God loves us so much that He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on a cross and be punished for our sins. Then Jesus came back to life and went home to heaven. If you believe in Jesus, ask Him to forgive your sins. He will do it. He will come into your life now and you will live with Him forever. If you want to turn from your sins, say this to God. Dear God, I believe that Jesus died for me and now live again. Please come into my life and forgive my sins so that I can have a new life now and one day go to you and be with you forever. Help me to live for you as your child. Amen.